Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of days, but boy, it flies, doesn't it? Week at a time. Welcome into Auto World, folks. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Yes, it's been 7 days since we all last got together, and it's been a lonely week without you. And now we're here together again here on Auto World. Good to have you here. Of course, from the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm broadcasting live here in Boise, Idaho, where I've been in Boise, Idaho since 1968. That's quite a few years. I've watched the town grow quite a bit, of course. I think every town is growing. With cars. Yes, this is Auto World. This is what we talk about is cars and trucks and motorcycles. In fact, those one-wheel, electric one-wheel units I see in the kids are going around Boise here with, they just stand on like this skateboard and there's one wheel that is in the middle of it. It's like they're playing teeter-totter with danger. Some of the kids I see wearing a helmet, some of the kids I don't see wearing a helmet. Wow, I have not been on one of those. I swear if I do get on one, I'll probably break a wrist. Anyway, anything that is motorized, electric, gas, diesel, oh, the smell of diesel, especially when that diesel truck's in front of you and you're just having a good day and this nice warm weather's hitting you and the windows are down and you just smell the sulfur. Oh, yes, the sulfur of the diesel smell. Not. That's one of our Auto World tips quite a few years back. If you do have a diesel, I'd recommend buy a pair of gloves and always have the right hand or the left hand, depends on if you're right-handed or left-handed, but always wear a glove when you're filling it full of diesel. Because, boy, working on diesel trucks, if I get the diesel on my hand, it seems like I can never get the smell out. That's why I guess we wear those vinyl rubber gloves. If I'd only bought stock in those rubber gloves, huh? I didn't. I did later in life, though. Good to have you here. I'm Mark Evans, your host, sitting here in Boise, live each and every week for you. Again, each and every week we do come into the studio, the Greasy Garage Studio that I am sitting in today, back in my Dodge Viper seat. Yes, they did not, the crew here. Yes, they've all got a nickname, of course, but the crew did not put me in some junkyard, recycle yard, bone yard seat. I'm back in my Dodge Viper seat. It feels good. Good to be back in the saddle again. Each and every week I am. And get out of the Greasy Garage. We're not talking about... I'm not actually putting a wrench in my hand to fix it, but I do have the scan tool here, and just in case you need help with your engine light, I have the other scan tool here, just in case you need the tire lights on and you need the tire TPMS sensors at the wheels scanned. I do have that scanner here, right here on the studio desk. I'm ready to help you there with your tire light. And also I have the other scanner, next to me here, that's not too big. It's just, it fits in the palm of my hand here. For your ABS light. What's that? Anti-lock brake system. That's a light that could come on. Some of you might have a light on your dash right now that has the ABS light. It's kind of amber orange colored thing. ABS, anti-lock brake system. And when that's on, I can scan that and find out which wheel sensor's out. See, some of the Fords, though, most of our cars today have the anti-lock brake sensors on each wheel. The Fords, the trucks, usually the old Explorers, of course, the newer Explorers. Well, not the brand new ones. I mean, 3 years back and older. So let's talk from like 2002 on up to today's. Oh no, let's back that bus up. Beep beep beep. 2002 all the way up to, I believe it's 2014, 15, something like that. They had only one anti-lock brake sensor that was in the center of the differential. That's the word for the rear end, where your rear end is on the back of the car with the two tires on it. They didn't have a wheel anti-lock brake sensor, wheel sensor on each wheel. They just had it in the center, which was kind of smart, too, because if what that's all about, if the if the tire locks up, folks. The rear end does not spin. It causes it to tell the sensor, hey, we're not spinning back here. These tires aren't spinning, and turn the light on. But we're dealt with that each and every day here in the Greasy Garage Studio, and so are the so are you. We're dealt with scanning those three divisions, and I'm here today to help you. I'm an ASC-certified master technician for many, many years, been in the business, in the auto repair business. Yes, detail business. Yes, well, I don't do the windshields. I come to the shop to do the windshields, but all the divisions of the car, I'm here to help you, the vehicle, the trucks, everything. Started in the small gas engines 45 years ago, then the welding classes and all that, and didn't realize back in the day that I like welding. I like building things. My father was a gentleman who liked to build with wood. I turned it into building with metal. Oh, yeah. A little update here real quick about the metal building around the Greasy Garage shop. We're building a rat rod train. Yes, a rat rod steam locomotive train. It's coming along quite well. I haven't shared any pictures of that with you yet on the social media, Facebook pages we have, and Instagram, but we will, and it's coming along pretty good. It was a car that was given to me, and basically they wanted to just drive it off a cliff or just say, I'm done with it, and take it to the boneyard, Mark. And I said, no, I can't. I have a disease, folks. I have a disease. I can't let any car go. Seriously, I just can't. It's hard for me. Hard for me to tell the wife I've got another one. That's the hardest part of it all. You start running out of garage space, yard space. Anyway, 79 Buick Park Avenue. Boom. It's a rat rod steam locomotive train. So stay tuned for that. More of that coming. You'll probably see that on the social network in the aspect of, yeah, I'm trying to get it into car shows. Why not? Maybe in a magazine or two. Shows everybody the welding quality that I don't have. Anyway, good to have you along again into the Greasy Garage studio that we are. Live from Boise, Idaho, elevation 2730 is how high I am right now. Okay, you know what that means. Seat temperature, it's pretty cool right now, but boy, it looks like my seat temperature, that's the track temperature here at Auto World each and every week, is, whew, looks like about 101, so we're warming up. Microphone temperature, that's about 103, so I got a lot higher, hot air coming at you. Auto World, what is it? Interactive, informative, and all things automotive. You are the star of the show, folks, each and every week. I want to hear from you. Let me share with you, since 1992, the phone number that has not changed, 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex, he's sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. And all of the other engineers at all of our great Auto World affiliate family, thank you, each and every one of you, for making sure that each and every caller comes in, and Alex is the executive producer that makes it all happen. Whew, that's what I'm talking about right there. So today here on Auto World, little tease and taste before we get going. 3 hours of Auto World each and every week. In the first hour here, we've got a lot of things planned, not only your calls and your emails. Of course, your email is always welcome. Some of our great Auto World affiliates taking Auto World at different times during the day, different hours and all that. And so it might be, of course, delayed. So you folks are calling in at the 855-660-4261 number. Not getting an answer, that's because you're probably on a delay time, different day and all. And I'm very honored to have those great radio stations taking Auto World. So you can always, always get in touch with me with your questions and concerns, do's or don'ts. Or if you just want to say hi, please do. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. First hour. Oh, goodness, look at here. Well, somebody's committing $7.1 billion to North America. It's coming up on the first hour. Another thing that's coming up that I did and we did, we made sure that you could see it. Painting by numbers. What? Yeah, it's on our Facebook page, a couple Facebook pages. One is my name, Mark Evans, can't miss me, microphone in front of me and all. And then Auto World Radio Facebook page. We're going to take a little short break. Head on over. Take a look at the photos we put up there. We're going to be talking about painting by numbers when we come back and taking your calls. I'm Mark Evans from Boise, Idaho, live.
Thank you. for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Folks, each and every week, I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. It is a pleasure to be here. I tell you what, it's spring is coming around the corner, warm weather, and that means we're going to be turning on our fans. Get those electric fans turned on in the front of that car and get some cool air going across that engine block, huh? Doesn't matter if it's aluminum or cast. Well, not a lot of cast motors out there anymore, but let's make sure that right here on Auto World, I always try to help you with Auto World tips. And let's just make sure that you hear that electric fan running now that it's getting a little bit warmer down there in Scottsdale and Phoenix and Maricopa, Arizona, and you folks are in Florida, of course, in Texas and all. Very proud to say we're coast to coast here on Auto World. That means from all the way from Oregon, all the way from past Boston. So, and in the middle and everywhere else, coast to coast, nationwide. That's very proud and honored to say that. To help each and every one of you, and that's what it's all about. You might think that you're the only one that has that problem with your automobile, but you're really not. So here on Auto World, it's interactive and informative, and you be part of the show, because when you are, that means that, well, you're helping someone else with your problem. Is they you, more than likely there's another 1,000 people out there that has the same problem you have. And let's call it a challenge that we can fix right here on Auto World. You're the star of the show. I want to hear from you, of course, at all times. Email address is autoworldradio, one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com and 855-660-4261. And with that said, let's go to Ed in Idaho. Hi, Ed, and welcome to Auto World.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. Good, Ed. Now, where are you listening to us from? Are you you say you're in Idaho. Which town?
Meridian.
Meridian, Idaho. Well, congrats. I appreciate it. You're on listening to us on KBOI, AM 670?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Awesome. Good to have you along.
Got a quick question for you on an 89 Chevy Suburban 350. Had a slight oil leak. It's got an engine cooler. Had a slight oil leak, and my son borrowed the vehicle. He thought he was going to take care of the oil leak, and he just cut the lines, and then he put a 90-degree elbow in where he cut the lines from coming out of the housing for the oil filter. But it restricted the flow. The inside diameter was probably half of what the inside diameter is of the hose.
Okay.
So it restricted the flow, and it's got a knock in it now, is what it boils down to. And he took the lines off, put plugs in the housing for the oil filter, and naturally you can see the silver from metal in the oil. It's just the skim. It's not heavy particulates or particles.
Okay.
It's good for a minute. And then once the oil pressure drops after a minute, then you start getting your heavy knock in the lower half. It's not the upper half. I've taken it to two different garages, and the first thing they want to do is just start tearing into the motor.
Sure, like, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Which half are you going to tear into first, the top half or the bottom half?
Yeah, when you say knock, Ed, that to me, I'm in the bottom end with you. Yes, I'm in the bottom end. You're in the oil pan knock. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, and so... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So what I'm wondering is it possible that something could have happened to the oil pump?
Well, there's a couple things here. Now, I want to draw a picture here with some words. Now, the oil filter itself is a spin-on filter that's over on the driver's side of the motor in the rear.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you have those two, like you say, those two oil, the oil filter screws onto the oil filter cooler adapter, and that's where those two lines are mounted to.
Where they were mounted to. He took the lines off and put plugs right there.
Okay, here's some of our problem, and I would like you to do this, or your son can do this. What two lines? One line is an outline, and the other line is an in line.
Yes.
So it's circulating. If he put two plugs, one on the outline and a plug on the inline, which it sounds like he did, there's no more circulation there. He shut the oil off. Does that make sense?
That's what I was wondering, but like I said, I took it to two shops, and all they wanted to do was tear into it after I just explained to them exactly what I just explained to you.
Sure. Now, what's the oil pressure gauge looking like on the dash?
The gauge is good for the first minute.
Okay.
But then once, you're sitting there idling, and even under load, for the first minute, it's good. But then after that minute, it nosedives and the knock gets really bad.
Good. Okay. So, yeah, so that's what our problem is then, is that he those lines need to be hooked back up and or a bypass, I guess, a U-shape, you know, line.
Right.
That you can hook into the inlet, take that both those plugs out. One goes in once the one is inlet, one's outlet. It has to keep circulating. It's no different, Ed, than, you know, we got a, you know, sorry to say it, but, you know, I don't want one, and I don't want you to have one, but a heart attack. But if we get a plug or a clot, it blocks off the blood from circulating to, you know where, our heart, and we end up having a heart attack. That's what you got there. You guys have a Chevrolet 350 Chevrolet engine there that's got a heart attack going on because it's not getting any oil flow. But we just need to hook those lines back up. And the reason it sounds like and you don't have any oil pressure, and that causes that knock that you're talking about in the lower end, and the knock is more than likely in the front, in the bottom of the engine, of course, Ed, but probably in the front, because those are the rod bearings that's going to starve for oil first.
That's where I hear it at first, is right where the oil pan starts to bend to go kind of flat, right there.
Yeah. What we need to do, now I don't want you to run it anymore, because the more you start those rod bearings for oil, the more you're going to, you know, they're going to seize up because they don't have any lubrication and, of course, spin. And then you got a bad rod bearing and a bad crank. And then you're talking about, you know, an overhaul there. So what, now if you had an oil leak, and this is the reason it sounds like your son went in there to fix the oil leak at the oil filter cooler lines.
Well, actually it was actually at the cooler. The cooler itself.
Up in front of the radiator there?
Yes, sir. On the back side of the radiator. They put it on the back side of the radiator.
Okay. Okay.
Instead of the front side.
Sure. Sure. Really, what we need to do, though, because I really don't, I don't think anyone makes a bypass U-shaped line to go from inlet to outlet on that oil filter cooler there at the oil filter. So,
that's what I was going to ask you, is where can I get new lines? Because that had like a double flare, I think it was, or something like that.
Oh,
and
yes.
I don't know what he's done with the lines now, so I can't have one
made. Okay. Here's what I'd like you to do to save you a lot of money. Ed, hey, can you hold on through the break, Ed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sure can.
I appreciate it. I got a great tip for you, and it's going to cost you hardly any money. It's going to get your hands dirty, but we're going to save you some money and get the part you need. I'm Mark Evans, right here live from Boise, Idaho, with Ed from Meridian, Idaho, online. We'll be right back with your calls and your emails here at Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky addressing supporters in Washington, D.C.
Russia is trying to defeat the freedom of all people in Europe, of all the people in the world. It tries to show that only crude and cruel force matters.
Russian President Vladimir Putin also spoke.
Вся наша огромная страна по праву гордится.
U.S. Ambassador to NATO Julianne Smith is reacting to a comment made by President Biden during a speech in Poland on Saturday, referring to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, saying he cannot remain in power.
What we all agree on is that President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. He has attacked Ukraine in a premeditated, unprovoked conflict.
She spoke on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Oh, yeah. We got a local track here in Boise, Idaho called Firebird Raceway, where way back when, I did a little bit of drag racing, but I was selling in charge of the concessions and souvenirs, and selling souvenirs to everybody, and oh, yeah, smelling that nitro. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. And pleasure to have you along. I'm sitting in my favorite chair, of course, the Dodge Viper chair that kind of old, but hey, it works. That's what it's all about. We're sitting here talking with one of our great, and he's now a charter member, Ed, from Meridian, Idaho, listening to us on the shout-out to KBOI, News Talk, KBOI, AM 670. There's our shout-out horn. News Talk, KBOI, AM 670. Ed, it's what a pleasure to have you along with us here. You're in Meridian, and we're talking, you got to knock, knock, knock on the oil pan, not knock on the door, but the oil pan, and we've narrowed it down with that 89 Chevy 350. Chevrolet, that we got oil cooler lines. Now, Ed, you were asking, of course, where can I get the oil cooler lines? And
yes, sir.
Ed, you still with me? There you are. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I just want to let you know that there's I really believe in, and we can get rid of the knock, and like you pointed out, there's no oil pressure after a minute, and it starts knocking, and we've basically plugged the line, the put plugs in where the inlet and the outlet is on the oil filter. Cooler lines there on the air filter, the oil filter adapter. So we need to take those plugs off. But here's what you can do, Ed.
Yes, sir.
And right here, and I'm familiar with this because you and I live in the same area. You're not too far away from me, where I'm at broadcasting in Boise. You can go to the you pick apart recycle
yes,
yards.
Uh-huh.
That one over on State Street. in Boise. I know of one. They're on State Street, Boise, Idaho. And go ahead, and you mentioned that your son had bypassed it and put those plugs in because you had the oil leak at the oil cooler out there by the radiator. So what I'd like you to do, what they have there is, you're going to get your hands greasy and dirty, of course. Get your son with you. Get him to get his hands greasy. But head to the junkyard there, the recycle yard, and just buy. That's where you can get those oil cooler lines all the way up to the oil cooler itself. It's like, looks like a little miniature radiator out there.
Right.
That yours is leaking. That means it's bad. So head on over there, and you can get those oil cooler lines that run all the way from the oil filter clear up and grab the oil cooler itself, and that, pull it out of there, and truthfully, they'll probably only charge you probably $25, maybe, if that.
I didn't think about that. That's a good idea.
And I call it like, kind, and quality. LKQ, like, kind, and quality, and if take your time, it's aluminum. Those lines are aluminum, Ed. They're very soft. He can get those out of those, out of that Chevrolet pickup. And by the way, they've got a lot of Chevrolet pickups there. So I guarantee you'll find those two lines in that oil cooler up in the front there. And just put that on your 89 and it's not going to cost you a lot of money. It's going to cost you time and a little bit of hard equity sweat, tearing it off.
Correct.
Now, I do know, to kind of give you an idea, when I say $25, that's for the oil cooler in both lines. I'm estimating their prices, but it's going to be a really good price. I do know, Ed, that one Chevy Avalanches, the outer line is continuously leaking, okay? So I replace those outer lines all the time on Chevy Avalanches, and that one line when I go to, I ask the customer, here at the Greasy Garage, I said, do you want new or do you want used? And that used line is going to run, the $25 plus my labor to go to the junkyard to pull it off. And I got to charge you for that labor. And by the time for a mechanic, for a shop to go to the junkyard, to the recycle yard, and take their time to pull those lines off, that gets pretty expensive at $150 an hour. So I said, do you want me to go get used and charge you for the time to take the used one off? Or do you just want to go to the dealer's, the only place we can get the new ones at? And those lines are about $125 to $135 each new at the dealer.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're pretty spendy. So
good idea.
If it's your time, you don't charge yourself for your own time, or take your son with you to the junkyard there. You pick your part and have him pull them off. You guys take your time and. There's a lot of treasures there in those recycle yards today, Ed. And that's a great truck. But that is the knock problem you have. Putting those plugs in there stop the oil flow, causing the front rods to dry up first with no oil pressure, causing the knock on you. So
all right. That's kind of what I thought, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah, let's not bypass that. Your son might be thinking, well, let's just take... He already plugged it, of course, but don't even take that off. Just you got to get that oil cooler back on that truck and working.
Okay, I sure will. Thanks for the ideas. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, Ed. Hey, appreciate you calling from Meridian, Idaho. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Happy motoring, Ed. Yep, drive safe, motor on. Appreciate it from Idaho, Meridian, Idaho, and KBOI AM 670. News Talk, KBOI AM 670. Appreciate it, Ed. That's how you do it, folks, here at Auto World. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Our phone number, since 1992 here at Auto World, 855-660-4261. See, there's a lot of divisions on your cars and your trucks. I mean, you got, a lot of fluids. You're talking not only like you had the oil, but you got antifreeze that could be leaking. You got brake fluid that, has it been flushed lately? Why do I need to flush it? Because the calipers, the disc brake calipers, every time you push the brake pedal, folks, that rotor is getting metal. That is getting hot, and it's literally cooking your brake fluid. That's why we got to get rid of that fluid. If we get rid of that fluid, what ends up happening is that brake fluid is an oil, a lubricant for your brakes, for your calipers. You don't want a caliper locking up. That's a piston that goes in and out on your caliper. That pushes the disc brake pads to the rotor to help stop your car. You want it to stop, don't you? If you hit your brakes, some of you might have this problem right now. If you touch your brake pedal, oh, I know, all of you raising your right hand right now, say, I've got the squeal that you won't believe, Mark. Squeal? We can go into that in a different time slot, of course. Maybe next week. We will. I'm writing it down right now. Squeal next week. But right now, we're talking about the fluid. The fluid's getting cooked in that caliper. That caliper's got a piston. It goes in and out as you apply the brakes up and down. Cooks the brake fluid. The brake fluid then doesn't have any viscosity in it. It causes the piston to seize up in the caliper, causing the disc brakes to lock up. So when you push the brake pedal next time, your car goes to the right. Your truck goes pulls to the right when you apply the brakes. Well, if it's pulling to the right, everybody always thinks it's my right side brakes that's the problem. No. No, those are the brakes that are working. That's why it's grabbing it and pulling it to the right. It's the left side that's bad because they're not working. That's what it's all about. That's why we're here. Coming up here on Auto World, not only are we going to take your emails and your calls, but, folks, that's right, a company, we're going to share that with you later, a company has figured out how to use lasers to clean your car. Oh, I don't know. I think McGuire's, the Mothers, the detailing companies just might not like this. You never know. You know, a laser to clean your car. Yep. Also, on the second hour, coming up on the second hour, I've got two recalls and two trucks. We're all in the same segment. And we're going to get to selling cars. Excuse me. Let's back that bus up. Beep, 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 beep. Selling trucks with no chips. We didn't get to it last week. We're going to get to that here on the second hour. And coming up, of course, we're going to go back to the phone banks because they're ringing. Got Karen in Garden City on hold. Oh, thank you, Karen, for holding. Through the break, we'll be right back. And we're going to find you. Oh, you got a question about a mechanic. Fantastic. We're going to help you. Karen, appreciate it. And also your calls at 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans. I've been driving all night, my hands
wet on the... You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pleasure to have you along each week, folks. It really is. I'm honored. I get goosebumps just talking about it. Oh, yeah. The hair on my arms raised up right now because it's so exciting to get behind the microphone each and every week and help you with your cars and your trucks and your lawnmowers and everything that's in your auto world. And, yes, you do live in an auto world. If it's gas or propane burn or diesel burning or even you've got an EV, you found the right place. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World, each and every week for 3 hours. And I want to highlight real quick. On the third hour of Auto World today, I want to make sure that all of you know how to get over there in case you're our great Auto World affiliate radio family. That means the radio stations throughout our coast-to-coast listening audience, you. If they do not take the third hour and you might not be able to listen, you can always go over to GCNLive.com. That's Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. And just take a look there. You'll see me sitting behind a microphone smiling, of course, because it's fun to do. And it's Auto World. And you can just click on Listen Live right there. Because for why I'm kind of plugging that and giving a little bit of plug for Auto World on the third hour. And that is also for the second hour and the first hour, too. And you can always go back in time, by the way. You can just Google Auto World Podcast. We're right on the top. Auto World Podcast. You can go back in time and hear what I was talking about, well, you know, 2-3 years ago. Or even longer. Maybe even last week. Maybe last week, last hour. That's what it's all about. Because on the final, we got the final tally on the question of the month coming to you on the third hour. And that is, the question is, of course, I've been asking you for the full month, and this is, we're ending up being done with this month here, this week. And the question of the month is, do you want all of those safety features in your car or truck? And I'm going to share with you some of the comments. Thank you. I ask you folks to deliver. I mean, it's not hundreds. I'm talking thousands of comments on that. And so we fine-tuned it, the crew here. Yes, Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of the email. And the staff, Lawnmower Larry, accused me of good clip. Of course, my chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. They all got involved because we got so much response. And I do appreciate that. We're going to give you the final tally there. And some really neat responses also. But also on the third hour, I've got You've been asking for it. Literally, you folks have been asking me, and I'm going to deliver now on the third hour. What's more reliable, ICE or EV? What's more reliable, ICE or EV? Or is it too early to tell? ICE stands for internal combustion engine. EV, electric vehicle. Let's get to those phone lines. The phone bank's full. That phone number to get in touch with me right now, Axelrod Alex, is behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine, is 855-660-4261. Welcome your calls at all time. Let's go to Karen in Garden City, Idaho. Hi, Karen. Welcome to Auto World.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
I was calling in today because I am the second owner of a 1974 Super Beetle convertible, and I am looking for a mechanic in the area, and I listen to you guys often, and I'm ready to kind of put some money into this and get it out of the garage, and was wondering if you have a recommendation.
Well, that's, Karen, yes, that's a fine automobile. That literally, that's, you know, as you know, it's going up in value. It's a convertible Super Beetle, huh?
It is. And yeah. It's a wonderful little car, and most everybody I know wants me to sell it. Because there's a lot of big trucks in Idaho, but I love it, and I'm not going to sell it. It's one of my babies, so I want to fix it up and drive it.
Well, you're fixing a good one up. What color is it?
It's that, I call it like the sky blue.
Kind of sky blue? That's awesome. They are... I mean, Volkswagen, of course, is coming back with a vengeance, literally, with a lot of great cars, and... And you know who owns Volkswagen, don't you now? Big company.
I do not.
Yeah? Huh? Bentley.
No, I did not know
that. Yeah. Yeah. So Volkswagen, it's going to be a fun car now. And you're right. I applaud you, Karen, for saying right out live that you're ready to spend some money, because today's world is it takes a lot of money, truthfully, to get a car up and running again. But you got to pick the right car in order to, you know, you can put money in them and you can go upside down on them. And you've got the right car where you can put some money into it. But you got to kind of put the brakes on in certain areas on that car. You know, you could spend your whole paychecks, you can empty your checking account out just on the paint job today. You know what I mean? I mean, you could spend thousands of dollars just on the paint job on the 74 Volkswagen Bug. And so what I would always recommend is kind of go comfortable. Are you going to drive it every day when you get her done? Is that what you're planning?
Well, I mean, I've had this car since, believe it or not, 1994. And it's been in the garage, and it is drivable. It's just recently I've just run into a couple different issues with it, and I can't. I get someone to work on it, and then I drive around for a couple of days, and then I can't get it to start again. And I just need, I haven't really found the right person to work on it here in Boise. I've been here since 2015, and I'm having a hard time. But yeah, I'd love to drive it. I'm a high school counselor, so I drive it to and from work, and it would be great.
Yep. Well, we're always positive here on Auto World, of course, and I want to recommend a place. I don't know if you ever dealt with them, Jeff's Auto Rex.
No.
No? Okay. Now, because he's right down there in Garden City also. He's on Adams Street there in Garden City.
Perfect.
Jeff's. Yeah. And I think if you good old internet, you know, the interweb there, we can Google anything. So you can just Google probably Jeff's Volkswagens in Garden City on Adams, and he'll pop up. He literally will. Now, they've been around forever. That's all they work on is Volkswagen Bugs. And every once in a while, you'll see a Volkswagen, the bus in there.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so that's something that, again, those are a simple car. They really are. It's easy to fix them. But you have to get, they're not a new car. And that means that you're going to have to find, when I say he's been working on them forever, well, he's got, his age there, and he's been around, he's actually seen and heard a lot of the problems that you probably are having with it, and he knows exactly what it is, and that's why I'm kind of recommending Jeff's. So, head down there and call him, and let me give you my email, because I'm going to do some more investigations here, too, and give you some more names. We're running out of time now, but my email address, and then we need to email back and forth. and I'll do some more hunting for you and find another location that you can, you know, you have a couple choices to go to and talk to them on the phone. Because, you know, you want to be happy with personalities, too, you know.
Sure.
For sure.
Sure.
That's the main thing. If you're not happy with the personality, Karen, you're not going to want them to work on your baby, you know. Absolutely. So my email, of course, here anytime is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And if you would just send me over your email, and we can touch base, and I'll do some more investigations and give you a couple of choices. Okay?
I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Let's get this on the road. I want to see that convertible down, because you know what they say, the convertible top, when it goes down, the price goes up.
Well, always, yes. But so does the fun.
Absolutely. Thanks, Karen, for calling Auto World. I appreciate you joining us.
Yep, take care.
Absolutely. Thank you. You bet. Happy motoring. That's how you do it, folks, right here on Auto World. Well, we're running out of time. We're gonna, Betty, if you would, from Twin Falls, Idaho, she's on the calling in and on the phone bank. If you would, please hold on, and we'll get to you on the second hour and help you with your... Oh, you got a Buick. Oh, yeah. I love those Buicks. Comfortable ride. Absolutely. Now, Auto World, first and foremost, folks, is all about you. That's what it's about here at Auto World. So, again, don't forget to write down this phone number and just put it right on your refrigerator, 855-660-4261. And my email address, of course, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Good for each and every one of you, just like Karen there. And please email me at any one point in time. And also, Facebook. Go ahead. Facebook me and then Facebook message me. I do look at the Facebook messages and we'll talk that way. And Instagram is Auto World Media. Auto World Media. Don't forget, Auto World Podcast. Appreciate you joining me here on the first hour. I can't hardly wait to see you on the second hour and the third hour of Auto World. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.